Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting fifth. The DH, Terry Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Orlando Mercado. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus takes first base on ball four. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Mercado and he is safe. Redus steals second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. There goes Redus. The throw from Mercado and Redus is out. There goes Hill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles strikes out. Two outs. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Heath reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Redus strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calderon scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Brian Kelly now pitching. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hill strikes out. Mercado drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hill out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hassey hits a line drive towards short. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercado is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Evans reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins misplays the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Gielen moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercado is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercado hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Snell covering, for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Hassey hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 3 in the game. Coles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.